You make me feel like that. You know my head like a bandana. Bandana. I'll be your sweet Mr. Banana.
91.3 FM. We play nothing but power hits.
Is your number one hit station.
We bring you the best content Zambia and the continent have to offer. We offer
competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Contact marketing on +260 961 690 486.
Elevate your business. Power at 1.3 FM Lusaka. Number one hit station. Number one hit station.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
The Human Rights Commission has called for calm after deadly clash between security forces and informal miners in Ufumbwe. The Professional Teachers Union of Zambia has welcomed Cabinet's approval of the Teaching Profession Bill 2025. In international news, Kenyan security forces have blocked all major roads leading into central Nairobi. And in sports, Malawi coach Kalisto Pasua says Flames lost to the Zebras is the same old story.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Mutama. The Human Rights Commission, HRC, has expressed deep concern over the violent clash that occurred between defense and security forces and informal miners at the Kikonge gold mine in Mufumbwe District, Northwestern Province. The confrontation resulted in multiple deaths and injuries, prompting urgent calls for restraint and calm to prevent further escalation. Spokesperson for the Human Rights Commission, Mueloa Muleya, described the loss of life as deeply regrettable and emphasized the sacred nature of the right to life. Mr. Muleya has therefore called for a thorough and transparent investigation into the circumstances that led to the fatalities, with a focus on preventing disproportionate use of force in future operations, while condemning the violence against law enforcement officers which resulted in injuries. Mr. Muleya also appealed to the informal miners to comply with government directives to vacate illegal mining sites. He has since encouraged all parties to engage in constructive dialogue to find sustainable solutions to the challenges posed by illegal mining.
The loss of lives of the informal miners who are not licensed to undertake mining activities in that area is deeply regrettable, because life is so sacred that it must be prioritized over any objective of law enforcement. It is for this reason that the Human Rights Commission is calling for subjection of the perpetrators to the due process of the law in line with Article 12 of the Constitution of Zambia, Chapter 1 of the Laws of Zambia, to ensure that there is redress for that grave violation of human rights, but also that the perpetrators are held accountable and prevent impunity in terms of human rights protection.
The Zambia Environmental Management Agency, ZEMA, has approved environmental impact assessments, EIAs, for 115 developmental projects worth $627 million during its 33rd Environmental Assessment Committee meeting held in June 2025. ZEMA Corporate Affairs Manager Ruth Kamwi says these projects cover various sectors including mining and mineral processing, energy, infrastructure development, manufacturing and processing, as well as agriculture, forestry and tourism. Ms. Kamwi added that among the significant projects approved is the construction of the Zamsa Regional Medical Warehouse in Kawe District, which aims to enhance medical storage capacity and improve supply chain efficiency to boost healthcare delivery in Central Province.
The projects approved span various sectors including 51 in mining and mineral processing, 22 in energy, 18 in infrastructure development, 17 in manufacturing and processing, and 7 in agriculture and tourism. Noteworthy projects include the proposed construction of a Zamsa Regional Medical Warehouse in Kawe District, meant to enhance medicine storage capacity and supply chain efficiency, ultimately improving healthcare delivery in Central Province. The upgrade of the critical airport infrastructure at Mansa Airport, valued at over 739 million kwacha. The Mansa Airport upgrade project aims to improve air transport infrastructure in Lwapla Province.
In more news, the Professional Teachers Union of Zambia, PROTUS, has warmly welcomed the recent approval of the Teaching Profession Bill 2025 by Cabinet. PROTUS Head of Public Relations, Brian Wheeler, has told Parfum News that from the onset, the union has been a strong advocate for the introduction of essential licensure examinations for teachers at the point of entry into the profession. Mr. Wheeler emphasized that licensure examinations are a standard practice worldwide and are already established in other professional fields within Zambia, such as nursing and medicine. He said this approval is therefore timely and necessary.
So the approval of this bill by Cabinet has come at the right time, and this is the right time. Licensure examinations, from where we stand, is a professional exam set as a quality assurance mechanism to ensure that only competent teachers are registered for recruitment into employment. This, in our view, as a trade union in the Ministry of Education, will make colleges and universities not to relax, but ensure that they produce competent and quality teachers who are going to contribute to the delivery of quality education in the country. Therefore, this licensure examination is not a punishment mechanism, but it is supposed to be viewed as a good mechanism for the development of this country.
Economic analyst Kelvin Chisanga has stressed the urgent need for stronger policy support to sustain growth in Zambia's construction sector. He highlights the importance of improving access to housing finance, lowering construction costs, especially materials, and enhancing urban planning. Zambia's housing market is steadily growing in 2025, driven by rapid urbanization, government infrastructure investments, and rising demand for affordable and mid-range housing. Investor interest is also growing in student accommodation, warehousing, and mixed-use commercial developments, reflecting Zambia's strategic regional position and expanding education and logistics sectors. Mr. Chisanga has since called for targeted policy reforms and investments to unlocking the sector's full potential, positioning Zambia's housing market as one of the most dynamic in the region over the next decade.
And what we see also is we need to have a stable input cost to sustain the sector's positive momentum. And also we need to make sure that we have access to affordable finance mechanism, which should be able to give the credit relief from that perspective. And with a light support in the policy framework, the construction promises to become a key pillar of Zambia's economic transformation in this particular year, where we're going to see a substantial effect that shall be able to interplay into the GDP profile. And of course, a significant element that we see that Zambians are also opting to buy or purchase land, that they are also able to start doing some projects in terms of trying to put up structure.